They're promoting data privacy and bias mitigation and transparency. It needs to be a focus for the companies, the governmental bodies, and researchers and builders of AI tech are still exploring ways to develop AI that's honest and it doesn't try and mislead or deceive in any way. And as we've talked about on this show before, every once in a while, some pretty surprising behavior does in fact surface from one of these models. So again, this very much needs to be a top concern, a top emphasis as we go forward in this technology. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, we are back today with part 10 of our AI for Beginners series. So rounding out this series before we wrap it up with the final episode tomorrow. Today, we are talking about a hugely important topic when we are discussing this incredibly powerful and paradigm-shifting technology, and that is AI ethics and responsibility. And not to put too much of a sci-fi bent on things, but this really is a conversation about avoiding a future where this technology is no longer beneficial or aligned with humanity's values or well-being. And the other thing to consider is not just some imaginary Terminator-like future, but is all of the small unintended consequences that we could never foresee as a result of this technology being so deeply integrated into our lives as it becomes more powerful. It will most definitely become more integrated into our day-to-day lives. And just like the technologies we've seen in the past, whether that's social media or the internet, there's a very likely chance that there will be much smaller, more subtle consequences that, again, we could never have imagined or foreseen. All that to say that this topic, AI ethics and responsibility and safety, is incredibly important, just as important, if not more so, than the actual research and development of these technologies and tools. So we're going to start today by going through some of the major players in AI that we've covered in the show so far and specifically discuss their AI safety initiatives and the way that they're trying to build AI that aligns with and benefits humanity. Cut here. Let's kind of start with the big two main AI players, in my opinion anyway, Anthropic and OpenAI. Anthropic is particularly interesting to me, and one of the reasons that I am such a big fan of them is that they're taking such a distinctly unique approach to the way that they're developing safe AI, with something that they define as constitutional AI, in which they define just that, a constitution with very distinct ethical guidelines for how AI should behave. And it's very much inspired by human rights documents, and the aim of it is to prevent AI from learning any sort of harmful biases when it is training from these vast amount of data. Then you have OpenAI, which has been at the center of a great deal of AI safety and alignment controversy. Their initial founding mission was to absolutely build an open, transparent, human-aligned AI system, and depending on who you talk to, they may or may not have been somewhat steering away from that course, at least when it comes to outward appearances. They have had several departures based on concern about how they are progressing or approaching AGI or applying AI safety in general. Obviously, there's the drama between Elon Musk and OpenAI, which is likely more of just a power struggle or a wrestling match between two tech giants. But as OpenAI has claimed and stated in their mission, it's still to develop safe, human-aligned AGI. And they're doing so by being very deliberate in their stages of release and model availability, gradually increasing the capabilities, involving the government in their progress, and being very limited with their releasing of new technology prior to extensively testing and gathering feedback and using reinforcement learning on it to improve safety and alignment. So this iterative deployment is OpenAI's basic approach. Okay, moving on to some of those bigger, more recognized names in tech. Let's start with Google and their AI principles. They have established 7 core AI principles that are being used to guide their development of human-aligned AI. These principles emphasize things like social benefit and fairness, safety, accountability, privacy, scientific excellence, and responsible use. So they've developed a framework for their developers and researchers to use to ensure that their AI systems align with these principles. A key emphasis is being put on human accountability and control. Their principles also distinctly state that AI should always be subject to the appropriate human direction and control. Okay, now Microsoft is emphasizing what they call a trustworthy AI approach, focusing on building AI systems that can be trusted through security, privacy, responsible development, and responsible progress. It should come as no surprise that they have implemented some pretty extensive security controls into their services to prevent things like prompt injections or copyright violations. They're also adopting what they call a quote-unquote secure by design principle, ensuring that security is a primary, if not the primary, consideration in each of the initial design phases for any of their products or services. So the goal is having that first step be security in whatever you're developing. It should be the foundation. Next up, we have Meta, who, similar to Google's 7 key principles, has 5 pillars around their AI safety. I guess you could say it's more like 9 or 10, but the 5 pillars are 1, privacy and security, 2, fairness and inclusion, 3, robustness and safety, 4, transparency and control, and then 5, accountability. So their commitment is particularly huge since Meta has such a deep influence on the social media landscape within our society, the social apps that we all use. So they have been very forward-thinking in combating harmful content or fraud AI content, and have even been a leader in labeling AI-generated content when it's published. So this is a great step. We've talked about watermarking and labeling AI-generated content. Go check out a couple episodes on that. Okay, and then I think the last tech giant, quote-unquote, that we covered in our earlier episode was Amazon. So let's talk a little bit about the AI safety that they're building into their systems. Not quite as top of mind for everybody or heavily monitored or criticized like OpenAI, for instance, but they have been building initiatives like their Bedrock guardrails, which gives their developers or any developers who use that Amazon environment a set of checks and balances to basically prevent any harmful content from being generated within their apps. Amazon has also joined the U.S. Artificial Intelligence Safety Institute Consortium, which was established by the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, and whose goal is through government and industry collaboration to develop these secure AI frameworks that can be used by governmental bodies, businesses, and people in general. And this is going to be a big part of maintaining safe and responsible and ethical AI systems, as these frameworks, for one, but also regulatory government involvement. And fortunately, although it's yet to be seen if it's happening fast enough and governments and organizations are going to be successful in this effort, they are working on very distinct guidelines and standards for responsibility and ethically used AI, much like all these pillars and principles that these companies are adopting as well. So these absolutely need to be a key focus. They're promoting data privacy and bias mitigation and transparency. It needs to be a focus for the companies, the governmental bodies, and the individual users of these tools. There also needs to be and will be extensive research into AI alignment and exactly what that means. Researchers and builders of AI tech are still exploring ways to develop AI that's honest and it doesn't try and mislead or deceive in any way. And as we've talked about on this show before, every once in a while, some pretty surprising behavior does in fact surface from one of these models. So again, this very much needs to be a top concern, a top emphasis as we go forward in this technology. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so super helpful. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and to turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when the episode drops. Until then, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.